And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is on the Shogun today, but we have Corey Sandin co-hosting today. Great show here with Jeff Mariani and Katie Schmidt from Cedros Kayak Fishing. And we have a lot to talk about today. Fishing, lots of good stuff, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Coastal Conservation Association counts on people like you to help protect angling. One way to help and become a conservation hero is to sign up for Contribute to Conservation. This program allows you to automatically donate as little as $10 per month with no contract and the ability to opt out at any time. For a limited time, receive a CCA t-shirt and sports fishing calendar when you sign up. Visit ccacalifornia.org today.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Pete, the wind's backed off. The sky's clear and the sun is shining.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful thing. And, Corey, welcome. Great to have you. And good luck to Ricky on his Shogun trip. They're out on a bachelor party. What a great way to celebrate a bachelor party, right?
Right.
On the Shogun on the day-and-a-half trip.
Trying to catch some bluefin?
I'll bet if anybody's getting them, that crew is.
I'll tell you, they couldn't have picked a better week in months in advance, right?
Oh, are you kidding me? The yellows are biting at the Coronados, and weather's flat. It's supposed to be a beautiful week of weather.
Over 100 yellows yesterday on the San Diego.
Yeah, we're stoked about that.
Let's do it.
A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup today, and a couple of great guests, Jeff Mariani and Katie Schmidt from Cedros Kayak Fishing, but wait, there's a new name.
There is a new name.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys. And you are taking Cedros Kayak Fishing to the next level, right, Jeff?
Yes, Katie has come on board, and in literally 27 days has kind of changed everything that we do on the front end.
27 days.
Yeah, it's been very exciting. Yeah.
Warp speed.
Yeah.
I mean, which is we needed that. We needed to revamp our front end. So we're changing the name because we want people to know that we Pongo fish.
Yeah.
Of course, we're kayak specialists, and that'll never change as well. But we both thought it was really important to just let everybody kind of know.
So and it's because you're not limited to the kayaks. I mean, you can
never
spend one day in a kayak and spend the next day in the Pongo.
100%, half a day even.
And there's super hardcore guys that love the kayak thing, and they want to do that every single day. That's their
100%.
Deal. And then I've seen it. They're like, you know what? Second, you know, our last day, we want to spend like half a day in the Pongo if we can.
Exactly.
You know? So, yeah. Katie, what's the new name?
Cedros Island Fishing Charters.
All right.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah. So you can actually Google search it on both, Cedros Kayak Fishing or Cedros Island Fishing Charters. And you have the website is Cedros Island Fishing Charters or Cedros Kayak Fishing.
Yeah, they're both. You can go to either one, and you're going to get to the new website. And
the new website is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. And we've got the schedule up for this year, and you can go on there right now and book a trip and get all ready to go.
Yeah. So what is unique, Jeff, about Cedros Kayak Fishing? I got to get used to this new name. Cedros Island Fishing Charters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think for us, the single room occupancy sets us apart from everyone else. Our smaller groups and more personal style feel, family style, trips.
Mm-hmm.
We fish differently than everyone else. We just pride ourselves on going and doing our own thing with the fishing part. Our house is, we're not right on the cliffside, but everyone, the single rooms and
you're
just being
the
able
community,
to spread it 100%.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, and a beautiful casita, too.
Yeah, it's Hilltop come a long casita. Way. I mean, my crew is just, those guys are so stand-up. They've been there this whole time, even though we've been down, so I could show up tomorrow, and it would be like we haven't skipped a beat. So, it's just super exciting to get down there this year and see everyone. It's been 17 months right now to this point since I've been there. So,
but the airport's open.
Airport's
flying,
open.
You're ready. Ready to rock and roll.
ASG's landing down there routinely, so people are starting to vacation a little bit from like Ensenada area and Mexicali and areas like that are going, heading to the island. So, we're
COVID protocols.
Not really anything major going on. Like, there's no cases being reported on the island. Everything is, so just the same stuff that we're doing up here. Wear your mask, be safe, on the plane. And for us, June is still kind of a ways away for when our trip starts. So we're kind of taking it, basically month by month, and we'll see what we need to do. Katie is really instrumental in kind of spearheading that for us as well. And we're probably going to follow a lot what the sport boats do here. We might require something, a few days in advance, just like everyone's doing here. We want to just be, like what everyone else is doing, make sure we're safe, make sure the people on the island, our crew, guests, everyone are, being safe and,
And so much
coming down to go fish.
So much is changing right now. Like, everybody's going to be vaccinated that wants to be, and really, I mean, all that's going in a positive direction. So
really, it is. And that's why we're not setting protocols yet, because we don't know.
In the next 2 months,
way different from right now.
It's all positive.
So
when do the trips begin, Katie?
The first group is going down Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, great.
But we're going down in a couple
April
weeks
23rd,
here.
April right.
Yeah,
you haven't been, have you?
No.
Oh,
I am so pumped.
I mean, I can imagine after all this work you've done on the website and working with Jeff and stuff like that, now you got to see the real deal.
Yeah. Well, we were introduced through a mutual friend, and he just, shared everything with me, and I caught the vision, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is... Plus, if you know me, I love fishing. I mean, mm-hmm. I have deep roots in the sport fishing industry. I've been around here since I was a preteen. So I love fishing. I've done everything from half day to 13 day and in between. But calico bass is like my favorite. If you know me, that is what. So this is like my playground.
And Corey's a fan, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Now, we were kind of one of the last groups in October.
Uh-huh.
A year and a half ago.
Yes.
I cannot imagine what that place is going to be like, and not being fished heavily at all for a year and a half.
Yeah.
I cannot.
You know,
holy mackerel.
I cannot imagine. Yeah. Anyone that fishes there, it's a good fishery. It's been a good fishery for all of us for the past 10 years. It's been great. But to have a place like that sit idle for an entire year.
Yeah.
I think
and with the colder water that we're having, I assume the water is a little colder down there than what it had been the last 6 years, which is good.
Yes,
good, because
the kelp
growth has got to be coming back.
It has
strong.
To be. It has to be. Yeah, it's been averaging 56 to 58 almost all winter down there, and it hasn't been like that for almost
6 years.
Yeah.
And that's really healthy for the kelp.
Oh,
very,
my God.
Very good for the kelp. Yeah, because there was none for a while.
Yeah, and you can see it here, too, in Point Loma and up and down the coast, how the kelp is really coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fired
colder
up.
Water, yeah. It's going to be a good year.
I'm ready. Yeah. Very good season down there.
When do you go, Corey? You have a couple trips.
So it's kind of cool. We talked about it a year ago, and things are just coming to fruition, really, because nobody wanted to book anything, but here it is. They're open. We're gonna let you know. And like Katie said, you can go on the website right now. And book it before your buddy does, or book it with your buddy.
Right.
There's a few open spots on June 7th through 11th.
Uh-huh.
There's a few spots there. And then the Let's Talk Hookup one is the couple weeks after that.
A couple weeks after that. Be hosted by the one and only Ron Lane and Jeff, of course.
Yep, we were talking to Ron. Yeah. I was talking to Ron this week.
Ron's pumped up.
Yeah. He was like who's going? Is Pete going or am I going? I'm like, you need to talk to Pete.
Yeah. Like Ron's never pumped up, but he's like, he's always pumped up about going.
It's been as long for him as it has been for me. You know, all of us, Chris, all of us, it's been a really long time. I miss everyone down there. I can't wait to get down there.
I can't wait either. And then in October, there's, I think, a spot open if you look in October. In October, the first half.
Yeah, October 1 through 4. Chris has a long range trip, so he opened up his spot.
Ah, okay.
But if you look at those that time of the year, it's bassy all the way, man.
Yeah,
that's the water isn't 75 degrees and the bass are down 80 feet of water. It's not that kind of fishery. They're up on the surface, like.
So, Corey,
weedless.
Let me ask you. So, are you talking about bass, calico bass, and stuff like that? Did you know there's yellowtail there, too?
Right?
Did you know
exactly.
That?
I know. Hey, bycatch.
There's big yellowtail there.
I'm with Corey.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know. It's yellowtail capital of West Coast, man.
It's pretty insane.
And it's fun to hook those things in the kelp and in tight. You know, it's a lot more sporty. A lot of challenge in there, you know? I mean, there's five-footers swimming in the kelp. I've seen them.
Oh, yeah.
They're huge.
Giants.
On bass gear, they wreck you. I mean, I've seen that 40, 50 pounder just, you know, eat it, and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And,
and then on the website, you see a lot of pictures of white sea bass, too, right?
Yeah, we definitely got into them in 2019. That's what really sets us apart is I'm very exploratory. I don't like fishing the same spot twice every day. I want to go where kind of everyone else is not. That's something my dad and I used to always do, fishing Catalina, just find our own fish. I mean, it's a big island.
Let me lay it out for you because I've experienced it. When everybody's going to the south end for the killer yellowtail bite, which is like off the hook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good fishing. You're going to the left.
Right.
And we're going up to the north end and fishing the most insane bass waters.
Oh, right.
Loaded with yellows.
Right.
Over to Bonitos. Given the option.
100%.
Let me tell you, I did skiff trips from the Qualifier 105 to the Shogun, and the most insane fishing calico bass I'd ever seen in my life was Bonitos.
Mm-hmm.
So to revisit it is like in my heart, seriously.
Yeah.
And so you're going to Bonitos, you're going to Point Eugenia, Chester's Rocks.
Definitely.
So
all these places.
With incredible yellowtail fishing, too, you know.
So what if part of the group wants to kayak fish, part of the group wants to ponga fish? What do you do?
I mean, I use one ponga and take those guys kayak fishing, and the other guys go in the other ponga and go wherever they want.
Because you're only dealing with a maximum of seven people anyway.
Yeah, and I'm the seventh, so
you're
there's
the
six guests.
So,
you know what I mean?
So do you put the pongas on the you put the kayaks on the pongas and then go
absolutely.
To, like you could all go to Chester Rock or you could all go to the North End.
Right.
One, some guys are let off like a mothership type of thing on a kayak.
Exactly.
How cool is that?
Yeah, and then if we end up even more happening to split the group, like I will go kayaking with the couple guys that want a kayak, and then I'll put a game bag on the front of my kayak with ice in there and stuff in case we hook yellows, and then the ponga can leave and take the guys wherever they want to go.
Gotcha.
You know,
and you have radios to communicate.
Yeah, we have our own, and I'm hoping here in the next year or so to have my own antenna on the top of the mountain so that I have my own communication. All we need to do is be able to talk to each other. I don't really care where the other guys are fishing, quite honestly.
Sure.
So it's just a safety thing for us so we can, you know, we know where we're fishing every day. My group is, I control everything. I tell, you know, we all talk with the captains, and it's all pretty much weather related, you know.
Sure.
And I base it, quite frankly, on where the other boats are going. If I know, like Corey says, if they're going south, you know, and if they told me that nothing's biting to the north, I'm 100% going north. Then, you know, like, that's exactly where, because they don't fish the way we do.
Not even close.
So, you know, everyone asks about competition and stuff like that. There is no competition. No one takes only six people. No one has only single room occupancy. There's no owner operator who's going fishing with you at the same time and is on, you know, I'm on just about every trip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If, you know, Katie's going to do some trips this year. Kevin Nakata is doing some trips for me this year.
Okay.
Just to give
so
people.
You're going to host trips, Katie.
Yeah. I even tossed out the idea of doing a ladies only
trip
down there.
Whoa. There you go.
I think that would be awesome.
Oh,
I mean, look at all the things she brings to the table. It's just ridiculous.
Absolutely. You know? No. It's a great addition to the team.
Changed everything. Yeah.
No.
Life changing.
No question. So, Corey, let me ask you this. What are you fishing, kayak? Are you fishing Ponga when you go down there?
If you know me, I love kayak fishing.
Yeah.
Okay. Hobie is number one. I'll do it all day long. There's no way. I don't think you're going to be able to pry me out of the Ponga to fish in a kayak. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, you experience it. I just love being on top of the kelp, looking and dictating the bite and watching that bronze gold come out of the kelp and just smash the weedless. It just, to have that all visually and it's, you can hear me. I mean, I'm fired up.
What about you, Jeff?
I kind of can do it all. Like, the kayak is so fun.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Kayak
is a lot
of fun.
You know, to hook big fish. Like, I've been fishing, like, my bass gear for everything now. I'm an Okuma Komodo guy. Like, I fish, you know, I've caught world records on that reels. Like, it's yellowtail, live bait, my SP Minnow, surface iron, you know, swim baits, whatever. Like, that's my go-to, you know, with my Phoenix, you know, 15 to 35, my M1 inshore. Like, those are just... Like, it's so fun to fish that light, and it becomes very sporty. You're one-on-one in the kayak.
Oh, yeah.
The Ponga, you know, you're so much more. You can go a lot further. I love the offshore stuff, you know, and there's always something to do, kind of. Like, especially if you go across the Chester's Rock, there's so much opportunity in between. So
you're torn.
Just, I'll do whatever, like, the island tells me to do. That's what I always tell everyone.
I listen to
the island, and what the island's telling me to do is what I want to do.
Yeah, you can go, and that's the advantage of being with you guys. And, Katie, what about you? You going to get in that kayak?
He promises that I'm going to love it. Mm-hmm. But
you will,
I mean,
love it.
I'm like with Corey. I'm like, put me in the Ponga all day long. I'm going to have a blast.
Right? I mean, that's it. You know?
Or the Whaler. I mean, Corey and I went to Chester's on the Whaler that one day, and that was pretty amazing.
You have
stuff.
Three boats down there.
So what I have is... we have three Pongas. Two of them I use for the charters. The third one is also for the charter, but that's my cargo boat. So he's going to – I'm trying to get very self-sufficient down there. So we're going to run and get our own fuel this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's the young guy, Osmar, that was running my tackle shop, wanted to get his captain's license. And so he wants to start, you know, learning how. So this is how I'm breaking him in, is I decided to use the other boat now as part of the tours and become cargo. So he got his license. So now he can run there just to get some boat time. He's going to start making bait too. That's another thing that I'm trying to do. Is I've got three bait receivers, and I moved my buoy over in front of our cliffside property, and you know, there's better water flow right there, and I think the bait's going to live better. So I'm trying to get my bait program going to where we're just going to my own receivers and grabbing bait and doing our thing. Most of the guys that come with us anyway are very lure oriented. But it's always nice to have the mackerel in the bait tank just in case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just never
know.
Like, if just nothing else is working, you might as well just slow troll a little bit, because there's never a day that hasn't worked, I don't think.
Well, I remember the two brothers on the trip last year in October, or the last time.
Uh-huh.
They were like, you know what? We want to go down and fish the south end and catch some yellows, and they did. They caught their mackerel and went and did their thing.
My captains are so efficient at that, you know, doing it. There's a time and a place to make bait. Like, it's just not, okay, we marked a bait, let's make bait. That's not really, you know, you can stop, but if nothing happens right away, you got to go, because there is a time. Like, just get to the fishing grounds. Almost always where we're fishing, there's a ton of bait.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's where the fish are eating, and, you know, that's where you're fishing. So.
And that's what's beautiful about Cedros is the life. And the, I saw spots of sardine that would load the Ebco like 10 times. Yeah. I mean, it was like insane. So much bait and beautiful.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful spot. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about today.
Oh, do we?
Big event over at Dandy Landing today.
There
we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, they're going to have a good time over there.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, going straight over there,
both you and Katie are going to go over there after the show.
You're going to be talking to people about Cedros.
Just, hanging out. Like, that's, you know. People are starting to come out, and that's a great spot to, you know, go. And that's my group. I mean, you know, everyone there is
like-minded
that's my
people.
Group, you know?
So, Benny and Decker and all the boys.
Kevin Nakata.
Kevin. Absolutely. Yeah. Can't forget about the heavy hitters.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you want to give us a shout? Talk Cedros. Talk kayak fishing. Talk ponga fishing.
Yep.
Maybe you're thinking about going. Maybe you've been. Call and share the stories. 213-432-1090. That's the number. We're giving away, if it wasn't cool enough having Jeff Mariani and Katie in studio, we are giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego.
What perfect timing for that,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Over 100 yellows yesterday?
Yeah.
Come on. Out of Seaforth. Hey, give us a shout, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come in our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And we do have one open line. You want to call and give us a shout, talk Cedros sport fishing and good times and kayaking and the whole thing. 213 is the number. 213-432-1090.
Yeah, and don't forget the app and text the show. You can text the show. We'll read your text. Some of the we can't get to every text because we get lots, but we'll do what we can to get to your text. And we can just go to our app. Either it's a free download on Google Play or the App Store if you haven't downloaded the app already. And then just hit text the show and text us, and we get an email. It's a one-way system. We can't respond to you. So, and keep them short, because we're doing multiple things here in the world headquarters here. So we can only read short text. So just text the show or give Andrew a call there at 213-432-1090 and get through and answer some questions. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Lonnie. Lonnie calling from San Diego. Good morning and welcome to the show this morning, Lonnie.
Good morning.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hi. I have a question. What kind of tackles do you guys have for the Cedros trip? And what kind of tackle do I need to bring on a trip like that?
Great question. Great question. So we also – I do have a complete tackle shop on the island carrying all the things that
are
very –
That's the way it started, right?
It's kind of how it all started.
Cedros tackle.
So just trying to – provide very specific stuff that we use on the island all the time, from jigs to, you know, of course, our SP minnow and the Wargo baits, lead heads, and Corey's swim baits and stuff like that. And I got some terminal tackle as well, you know, hooks and swivels and sinkers and things like that. So we kind of have a lot of stuff on the island and definitely at our house. But the main thing that you want to bring is obviously your surface ironers, a nice little collection of those. You're going to want to bring something heavier to fish, you know, down deeper. Either I'm kind of a flat fall guy, so I use that 100-gram flat fall pretty much exclusively. But if you're like a Salus 6X or whatever, so something deeper in case the fish are hanging out deeper. And then on your bass stuff, you know, for sure 3/4 ounce to 2 ounce. That's kind of like the range that I tell everyone to bring down there. That covers everything. And then swim baits, 5-inch to up to the 9-inch if you want, depending on what you really like to throw. I'm kind of, you know, throw what you're confident with, and the 5 to 7-inch is kind of what I use exclusively. Basically, what I'm doing down there is I'm using Corey's weedless with that 3/4 ounce weighted hook, and I'm fishing up high. And then if I'm going to, like, pocket fish or drop down deeper, I'm using a 2-ounce Warbaits lead head, pretty much that flagship color, which is the white with the red dot, is my go-to for everything. I'll use that, and then with a 5-inch swim bait and usually a grunion color, or if there's a lot of red crab, I'll use something red.
I love the Viejo down there.
Yeah. And, you know, so many people I've talked to, Jeff, about it, and they want to go big. They want to go 7-inch, 9-inch, and it's like, that's cool. You're right. Going to do very well. But right. With a 5-inch, they inhale the whole thing.
Right.
And by inhaling it, you don't have their 20 other buddies trying to
right.
pull the tail off, which happens.
100%. Speed up your retrieve. I tell people, like, if you want to stay out of the 1 to 3 pounders, like, speed up your retrieve a little bit. It really does help.
So what if you don't have any tackle? You say, I want to come down and I don't have any tackle.
You give us an extra $250 and you use all my personal stuff.
Wow.
That'll always be the deal, but I know Katie's going to, you know, get us somebody that's going to get us all hooked up, and we're going to, you know, I always have Okuma stuff around.
So you could come down there with nothing.
Bring nothing, your clothes.
You pay a little extra and you supply
all the tackle. Yeah, and I'm out there fishing with everybody every day too.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference. Like, I will literally cut the lure off of my line if I have to make sure that you're getting what you need.
Well, that's nice not to have to deal with any of that.
I'm tying knots. I'm doing it all.
Yeah,
I mean, like, that's the beauty of having me out there. I'm taking the hook out of your hand that you get in there from bringing the fish on up in your lap. It happens.
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lonnie, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You have to book a trip. Again, Cedros Island Fishing Charters.com would be the spot. Big Dave in Ladera Ranch just got his first kayak, and he wants to know, what kind of skill level does he need to be to fish at Cedros from a kayak?
Zero. Like, zero. Beginner. Yeah.
They're so stable. They're easy to work.
Yeah.
Because you have a Hobie.
Yeah, we will never have anything other
Hobie
than
the Hobie.
That, we have Hobie Outbacks, the 2019 model, the one that Kevin and Morgan and Howie changed into the beautiful, dreamy fishing machine.
Yeah, it's very, very stable.
Yeah, you have to try to roll that thing over to roll it over.
Yeah. He wants to know what's like a weight max on those.
I think it's 425.
That's
maybe.
A big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could be a big guy and still fish from the kayak.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we rarely, if never, beach launch. Like, everything's done from the Ponga. Like, you get in the Ponga in my driveway. Like, that's something else, too.
And it's super amazing. Like, the way the kayak, like, first off, I was like, man, all these kayaks on a Ponga. And, like, really? Well, okay, let's see how it works. And it's really, they have it so down.
Yeah.
Jeff, the crew. They literally put the kayaks in like Lego pieces up in the bow.
They do.
They're way out of the way.
Right.
They're so forward that they're not in your way, and the travel is so – it's extremely streamlined and easy.
Yeah. That new Ponga, 28 feet by 8 foot 2
Holy
or something
mackerel.
Wide. Like, things massive.
Jumbo.
Yeah. I mean, we're fishing, like, because it happens a lot. You know, I always tell everyone they have to have their jig stick ready when we're traveling up to the North Point or around to San Augustine or Benios, wherever we're going. Your jig stick has to be nearby because there's always an episode where we're going to stop and make some casts. It just seems, you know, so it's still so fishy. You know, I mean, we've put so many fish in the bag before we've even gotten to our spot to go kayak fishing, which is makes it really fun then. Now you've got yellows, and so then I can get these guys in tighter in areas where I could really get them focused on bass so I could keep hearing, that was my personal best. Oh, I did it again. Oh, I did it again. Like, those are the fun days.
I remember a great adventure that we had where we never even got on a boat. We put the kayaks on a trailer and went over the mountain, over to the other side to Augustine.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it's very,
just
very fun.
Just to see the backcountry of St. Joe's. Have you done that, Corey?
I haven't.
Oh, it's very cool.
But here's the thing, like, if the harbor, it happens, the harbor shuts down because of weather and maybe an east wind or a northeast coming at
fog,
you. Okay,
even.
They shut the harbor down.
Right.
Well, hey, Jeff's loading up the truck.
Yeah, we just
and you're
to
going
the
to the other side of the island.
Yeah, or down to Playa Tulita, which is down by the salt factory. We, you know, have launched the kayaks from there before.
Right there.
It's very calm, you know, easy in and out. And you never, if we are doing beach launches ever, there's never waves, and you're never coming in or going out by yourself ever. Like, my guys are literally spinning your boat around and getting it in the water. You come, you step in the boat, and they shove you off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then you put the pedals in, and away you go.
And so, for the most part, calm as a lake, really.
Always, yeah. Even on the other side of the island, it's a protected area. We go straight to the fish camp where we launch, where they launch their boats.
Right. So I can't imagine the beach fishing, because some of the most incredible halibut fishing I had was on the qualifier.
Yeah.
Fishing just north of the town in 10 to 12 feet of water.
Yeah.
Like slug fishing, 3/4 ounce, 8-inch slug.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really good. Yeah. It gets really good over there. The like, what's been happening in the last several weeks, you know, the wind, that does impact our shore fishing, of course, because of all the, just the loose grass and stuff, the sargasso, we call it, that's kind of floating around and just fouling you up constantly. But like this next coming up week, the same nice weather that we're going to have, they're about to experience it down there as well, which they need. And I'm going to be getting some good reports.
Yeah, there'll be stuff happening. All right, you want to get through, have a chance to make a comment, a question for our great guest, 213-432-1090, open right now. Let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to you, Arnold. Arnold, calling from Seal Beach. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Arnold.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Quick question. Well, I guess I got a comment for you. I was down earlier this winter in the Seven Sisters looking out at Cedros and that whole area. I was curious, do you guys ever offer a combination surf and fish trip? Maybe if, like, at South Swells running, you know, you spend the morning fishing and the afternoon out in the water surfing or something like that.
I haven't offered that to anyone, but I absolutely would do it. Like, there's good waves.
Why wouldn't you, right?
100%.
Right.
I mean, there's great
Bring
waves.
Bring your board.
You know, it would take a little doing. Like, we would need to get it figured out, because getting a surfboard down there wouldn't be easy. But I, you know, if I knew that was what we were trying to plan, then I would make arrangements. There's a lot of yachts that come from this area that go down past the island, and I can make arrangements to get stuff on those boats, especially like surfboards and things like that, so that we could do something like that. Obviously, it's timing because the South Swell. But Natividad, which everyone knows is a world-class surf break right there, is 9 miles from us.
That's
so,
it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's right there.
But absolutely 100%, we would entertain anything, right?
Yes,
yeah, that's the advantage of running your own deal, is like anything goes.
Yeah, it's, you know, I try to explain it's our house, you know what I mean? It's physically like a house that I built. It's
and
not
if
a lodge
you look at the
hotel.
Website, you can see beautiful pictures of this. It's a gorgeous house.
Yeah, so it just, you know, you're coming to stay with us, and you're on vacation with me. Like, and that's how I take it. Like, I'm doing... You're coming on vacation. I'm going to show you a great time at my island.
Yeah,
like, that's
it's so chill, like having the dining room area, dining room table, even the outside table. Hey,
it's Pottery Barn furniture. Like, I brought all this stuff from my personal house up here. You know what I mean? Like,
you're relaxing in the garden area out in the patio.
Absolutely.
How about the pizza oven?
Oh, yeah. That was a really great addition. And that's something that Katie's brought to us as well. Like, I was kind of all over the place with our menu, you know, because it's fun. I love to cook, and so I'm just doing all kinds of things. But it does have your days kind of long, and it just to streamline it, you know, so now we have, you know, kind of, we have a pizza night, you know, to use the pizza oven and things like that. So it's,
that's going
to
be cool.
It
fun
is.
Stuff.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think the guys are going to like it.
Yeah. It is a great experience. And so if you want to bring board, if you can get it down there.
Yeah, just give us a call and let's talk about it. Obviously, I understand, like, it's, you know, but I do have some surfboards down there, and I can always work on getting boards, you know, other, you know, quality
you
boards
do have
for guys.
Some down there.
Yeah, I have, you know, 9-foot long boards and a couple, like, you know, 6-foot-8 like fish shape, you know, kind of all around, you know, boards.
Okay.
That
but
guys,
hey,
you know,
if Arnold could make it work, why not?
Just give us a call. We'll try
all
to
right,
figure
I'm
it out.
On. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, it's time for the Cast Tours Report, and it's sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin.com. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin Mobile, now you download it. It's so easy. You download it on your phone, you download it on your iPad, and you take it with you so you know exactly where the good spots are. And now they've enhanced the water contour feature, too, on Terrafin. Every day, Jeff and the gang do some amazing things. The Terrafin is the professional's choice for accurate information. Check Terrafin.com for more information. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, everybody. Good show.
Buenos dias. Thank you.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting to talk about fishing. Of course, Corey, it's always good to hear you on the talking about, you know, the calico bass fishing and the yellowtail fishing. And you do seem to get a little excited. And I don't blame you. I do, too.
It's, you know, honestly, the calico bass fishing cast is exactly what we did at El Salto, just on a heavier level, you know. I mean, it's the same exact reaction bites, and it's heart pounding, as you know.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. I know what you mean. But, hey, the yellowtail fishing is on fire all the way from Loretto, La Paz, East Cape, and it's San Jose del Cabo. I mean, that's just a large amount of yellows and good quality-sized fish. You know, as you know, we were down in Loretto last week, and fish we were catching were, 25 to 28 pounds. You know, I did see one picture the guy showed me there at the La Mission Hotel, and that sucker had to give you going a quarter, close to 45 or 50, but it was a big fish. But like I said, yellowtail, no matter where you go. If we get down into San Jose del Cabo, Baja Bob Lewis down there sent me a great report this morning. The tuna went off at the Inner Gordo, nice quality fish, 50 to 130-pound fish. And then, of course, up in the Iman and that San Luis Banks, are doing some great bottom fishing up there, getting grouper, yellowtail, cabrilla, red snapper, and, of course, along the beaches there, some really good Sierra fishing going on. So, I mean, there's some great fishing. And the tourists are starting to really arrive in good numbers, according to Bob. San Jose is loaded with tourists right now, and, of course, we're coming into that Easter week. Easter break time, and so a lot of people going down there for vacation, just like the old days, you know, before year before last. But yeah, it's getting exciting, Pete. Gosh, and I had one of our listeners give me a call day before yesterday, and he says, "Man, I've been locked up here. I got to get out and do some fishing." I happened to mention I got one spot that I can fill at the Pesca Panama trip, and man, that guy, he jumped on it. It was amazing that he could just go out and just wanted to get out of town and go do some fishing. So people are getting excited again, and that's really good news for us too. You know that we're going to get people traveling again and getting down there and fishing, and everybody's getting their COVID shots. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the summer and into the fall, and then of course we got next year. So. Anyway, that's the report for this week. You guys take care, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, all our destinations, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510.
All right, Cast Man, appreciate that very much. Looking forward to that Loretto Rumble May 2nd. That's going to be a great time down in Loretto. Sounds like lots of yellows down there, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks. Appreciate that. All right, Wayne from CCA is on the line. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Pete, Corey. Hey, Jeff and Katie. How you guys all doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
Great. I'll bet
good morning.
The Coastal Social over at Dana Landing and Fastlane right now.
Oh, yes, we are. And we're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on Benny's boat. He's got his stereo blasting loud and clear on the Ranger 25 sponsored by APCO. What a great event, guys. We got so many good sponsors all lined up, ready to go. You know, the seminar starts at 9:30 after your show's over. We got Benny Florentino, Jimmy Decker, Kevin Nakata, Matt Florentino. Dana Landing's going to serve lunch. We've got great raffle going. Sign up for, you know, CCA Cal with your memberships. Do the contribute to conservation. There's so many good things going on. We got some great sponsors down here, guys. AFCO, Fishing Syndicate, Fishworks, TB Metal, our small boat club, Hobie Fishing, Bullbusters, Kicker Fishing, One Cool Tuna, the San Diego Marlin Club, San Diego Anglers, Baja Jerky, and if that's not enough, Dana Landing Market and Fastlane are putting on specials too. So there is so much going on down here. We want to see everybody. Come on out. It's a beautiful morning here in Mission Bay.
Yeah, that sounds like a great event. It's a first big event of the spring season here, so we're pretty excited. The Coastal Social, some great seminars there, and you're going to be talking a lot of calico bass, I take it.
Yeah, perfect for going down to Cedros.
All right.
It'll be good.
All right, yeah, and free lunch provided by Dana Landing. I know I talked to Steven yesterday. He's got the Traeger fired up with the brisket.
Yeah, sounds delicious.
Smells
delicious.
So good right now. Smells great.
Yeah, and I know Johnny was given a Dana, if you spend $100, you get a $20 gift card too. So.
Exactly. So for every $100 you spend at Dana Landing, you get a $20 gift card. So it's like getting $20 off your $100.
Maybe you've been looking at a reel. Maybe you've been looking at some lures you want.
So every $100, you get $20 off at Dana Landing. That's a great deal. That's going to be just be today only. So if you want to take advantage of that special, jump on it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hope to see everybody down here, guys.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Of course, it is at Dana Landing in Mission Bay and Fastlane right there. I know Ron's got some great specials going on in the store there, too. So go down there right next to the Dana Landing launch ramp, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. We'll see you down there.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you, Wayne.
Thanks very much.
Sounds like a good time for sure. Hey, we're going to be right back with more good times on Let's Talk Hookup, talking Cedros Island. Man, I'm fired up about the bass fishing. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Fishing at one spot right here in Point Loma. That's Point Loma Seafoods, right, Corey?
Some of the best stuff in town.
Oh,
man.
There's squid sandwich,
the freshest
sounds
so good
in town. Oh,
it
yeah.
Is.
Let me tell you, their fresh fish case has been amazing. Fresh troll caught king salmon.
What?
If you can, yes, from Alaska. Has been in there, and it is delicious. They also have fresh Alaskan northern halibut now. Every day the case changes at Point Loma Seafoods. You want to take home the freshest fish possible.
I love their smoked fish casts.
Oh, the smoked fish casts? Yeah. Oh. And don't forget, if you want to go for lunch or dinner, they're open. They're seating, and they have sushi. They have great sandwiches. They have great everything there at Point Loma Seafood. It's all fresh, and it's all good. And the wild shrimp that they have there, that's a favorite.
There's a big difference between wild shrimp.
Definitely. You want to go there, Point Loma Seafoods, the freshest thing in town, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Oh, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, we're talking satyrs. We were just talking Traegers and smoked yellowtail at Cedros, man.
What about the food at Cedros Kayak Fishing? It's Cedros Kayak Fishing. It's also Cedros Island Fishing Charters.
There you go.
What about the food?
You know, we're going into more of like a streamline type scenario. We're going to utilize this pizza oven that I've worked hard building down there. Of course,
beautiful pizza.
We always offer a fish night. We're kind of we'll bend a little too, of course.
So you do all the cooking right there.
Yes, everything. Yeah. We have one
and some
night
of the best ceviche, I might add, that I've ever had. Yeah,
and on the water too. Like if we, a lot of times Christian loves to make like a quick ceviche out of a calico or something like
that.
On the water, and then he drives around in the ponga and serves you in this little cup if you're in the kayak.
Wow,
that's pretty funny.
Now, what do you do for lunches? You take some lunches with
you. I don't like making sandwiches in the morning. Like we make everything. Lulu, our cook, she prepares everything. We put it in Tupperware. And then our captains, or if Christian's out there, like Christian's making the lunch fresh.
Wow.
As we're out there kayaking. And then they do the same thing. Either guys come into the ponga and sit and eat, or, sometimes we do barbecue lunches on the beach, so we go ashore and do that. But, like, if we're just fishing and, how Chris does it, like, they just deliver him a sandwich,
Chris is not going to stop fishing.
He's not stopping. That's kind of how we work our lunches. It's just, we do all smoked fish, and we'll have, a smoked fish salad sandwiches out there. And I book up at the Pandaria, and we buy a lot of our breads and stuff like that right there. So that's, fresh there. And then dinners, we have one night, our going-away night. We're opening that up to Lulu now, and she picked a chicken mole dish that she loves to do.
Oh, that's what she made when we were there.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
talk about authentic Mexican.
Exactly. So
oh, my God.
We're start having that as our going-away meal.
Yeah.
These are all Katie's ideas, too, by the way. Everyone needs to understand that. Like, this wasn't, I'm all over the board. You know what I mean? Like, I'm down there fishing, man. I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
Like, now we've got someone who's
direction.
We got direction. It's going to be nice.
Katie's going to straighten your act out. That's what she's going to do. Yeah.
And then we enjoy going out. There's Paul, one of our captains. His sister has a hot dog stand, and it's not your normal type of hot dog stand.
I hate to even call it. I hate to hear it, a hot dog stand.
I know.
They're exquisitos.
It's so
exquisitos?
It's so fun.
Yeah, that's what they... So, it's a big deal in Mexico. You see it in Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's not about the hot dog. It's about the 20 items that you're going to put on the hot dog.
Right, and all the people standing around, like it's an event kind of,
wow.
So it's really fun. We're doing that. If a group doesn't want to do it, then we'll do something different at the house. But, it's fun to go out and just kind of be with it's very cultural.
It's cool because you're supporting the community.
Oh, 100%.
You're supporting the people.
I'm huge on that.
And
I spend a ton of money in town.
And you take us away from the place, the compound, I'll call it. You take us away, and we get to enjoy the culture.
Exactly.
Of the island.
No, it's really
important.
No one has said no yet. You know what I mean?
No
one
it's
has.
Great.
And once they go, it's like people are asking for it. Are we doing that?
It's really
so
fun.
We're gonna do that, right?
Yeah. So it's become part of the repertoire too. Now,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Oh, it's awesome, Jeff. And it's so cool because every man, and I know we touched on it, but it's such a key part for me. I mean, I love being around all the guys. I love chatting it up. But to be able to retreat and go to your own air-conditioned room, which the majority have their own bathroom
right.
is a huge deal for me.
Yeah.
You know, I love being around all the guys, and love chatting and
nice having
you
all your space.
It's
though.
Huge.
Yeah.
It really is.
Everybody
huge.
Needs that. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a recharge spot, you know?
Yeah.
It's.
So if you wanted to take your wife, you could have your own room and your own bathroom.
Right.
You know,
the in-suite bathroom, if you're bringing your wife, it's essential.
Yes.
She has to have her own spot away from everyone else.
Speaking of bringing your wife, let's talk to Marilyn in Los Angeles.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning. I just called to say, hey, Jeff, last time I went, I've got a new grandson, so I haven't been able to go lately. But last time we went, I think it was in May, and it's really beautiful. The house is just, as you said, you have private accommodations, really nice, very homey. Food was great. We did both the kayak and the ponga fishing, but I mistakenly thought I was only supposed to catch 10 yellowtail and then done. And I was corrected. No, you can keep going. We'll throw those back in. It was, you know, it's just spectacularly beautiful and very homey. And I just want to say, Jeff, I miss coming. And when my little dude gets a little bit older, I'll be coming back with Chris.
Oh, that's fantastic, Marilyn. Great to hear your voice. And we need to bring the little man down. Get him on some world records.
Now, there's a thought.
There's some great junior world
records. Oh, my gosh. There's a thought.
That Chris could help us get.
He's almost two, and I'm crazy for him. And I think it would be just a real blast to bring him along.
Oh, that would be awesome. Have the whole family down.
So, Marilyn, you recommend it for couples, for ladies to come down to the adventure?
It's just beautiful. And the dock, and there's all these little kids, and we taught them how to fish. Chris did. He brought all the gear and I think donated it to the kids and showed them how to fish, and we have some best pictures. But you could see the seals on the beach when you're out there kayaking, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place to be. Just quaint, and I enjoyed it enormously. I'll never forget it. Remember the food. It was just beautiful. I loved it.
Great.
Thank you so much,
right.
Marilyn.
Thanks, Marilyn. Appreciate the call this morning. All right. That does free up. If you want to get through, there's your chance. 213-432-1090. Open right now. We have a great text I want to read here. Like I say, we have multiple things going on here. So it's, hi, Jeff. My brother and I love staying at your place. We're on the October trip with Corey. And still, are you flying out of CBX? And that's from Greg in San Clemente.
Greg, how's it going?
Yeah, Greg was on the last trip.
Yeah, he was on the last four days.
Him and his brother.
Yeah, so that's great. Okay, so they're back
awesome.
In. Awesome. So right now we don't have plans to fly from the CBX. We're still going to run our program where the charter van's coming and getting us. We're parking at Ron's place at Fastlane. And I mean, Katie's going to take care of everyone when they're up there, or one of Ron's guys, I think Callan or someone like that, will help us also. So we'll take the charter van down. If things change for us and we start getting, closer to our capacity and stuff like that, where we could run the private charter out of CBX, we absolutely is something on our radar that we want to do. It's in the future, like, that's a big plan of ours, is to have our own private charter again, like we had. So
cool.
I'm still talking with my friend Joe up in Temecula as well, about getting back on board with him. And fly from there.
Options are open.
There's a lot of options.
Yeah.
And so right now, but we're just going to, you know, take our simple route going down.
Which is fun, too. That's part of
the
adventure,
fun,
too.
Very cultural. We have great restaurants that we stop at.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Alfredo, our driver, is just knows everything and knows everybody. And then Luis at the airport helping us there. So it's a seamless thing, and that's what I like about it.
If you go to CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com, you can see the pricing is very friendly. I mean, it's not over the top I can't imagine if you had to add that private charter and all that. I mean, it's still priced very friendly.
Such a personalized all-inclusive trip, it's a bargain.
It is. It's a bargain.
Thanks for that text. Hey, Ron Lane's on the line. This
morning,
is a guy,
Ron,
who's familiar with going down to Cedros Kayak Fishing, Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Hey, I'm a little worried. You guys are letting the secret out.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Man, oh, man, that's my favorite place.
Yeah, you can't wait to go in June, right?
Man, I can't wait. I mean,
there's one
kayak
spot
fishing
on
with
that first trip, Katie.
I think there's still one spot.
One spot.
Unless someone's grabbed it.
Okay.
People
yeah.
are calling me right now while we're here.
Yeah.
Freaking out.
Like, I want to go. I want to go. But you can actually book online too, right?
Yeah.
Right on the website.
Yeah. Just book now, and you're in.
So you can beat the guy calling you.
Yes.
Okay.
Clearly, I'm busy.
Yeah. Hey, Bron. So
hey, I got to tell you, the reason my ears were burning. When they were talking about fishing those calicos on Cedros, I just cannot believe the memories that started coming back, flooding in. I'm going, oh, that's what's been missing. I need to go there bad.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, for sure. But in the meantime, you have quite the event you're involved in today right at your shop there, Dana Landing and Fast Lane, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, a lot of kayak fishermen, my team guys are here, Derwin Chang and Steve, and we've even got Scott Nagel from Lowrance here helping
wow.
guys with their fish finders. And it's really going to be an interesting opportunity because, you know, there's not that many people, so we'll be able to really focus on questions and how to, I mean, talking kayaks. And when you got Benny Florentino and Matt Florentino talking about fishing off of the coast here, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You can have a nice conversation with them.
Jimmy Decker, too, and Kevin.
Oh, Jimmy's there, yeah. And I think Kevin Nakata.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sea Samurai.
One of the best fishermen I've ever fished with, that's for sure. Right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
I was at his house yesterday working on the boat, getting my fish time in.
Yeah.
I'm no fool.
So you have some specials going on at Fastlane, too?
Oh, we got the Salty Crew, you know. Salty Crew Apparel is all on 10% off today. There's a lot of vendor booths here. I saw Avco. I saw a bunch of the artist guys are here. It's going to be like a little happening.
Yeah, it sounds like
I mean, we haven't been able to go to Fred Hall shows, so it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
And it's happening right now, and the seminar actually starts at 9:30. It's at right there at Fast Lane. Kayaks and Dana Landing, free lunch from courtesy of Dana Landing, a $20 gift card from
Steve.
Dana Landing for every $100 you spent, 10% off Salty Crew gear, and I'm sure a lot more stuff going on there, right, Ron?
Yeah, there's a lot of prizes, yeah.
Plus you get to meet the one and only famous Ron Lane and talk to him about Cedros kayak fishing.
Oh, yeah, he's a veteran.
That we can do, and I can't wait. I got a whole arsenal of gear I want to take down there. I just can't wait.
He's ready.
And I'm going to leave you with this one thought. When you wake up in the morning, you jump in a ponga. It's got three kayaks stacked on the front of the ponga, and you go launch to explore areas around on a deserted island that hasn't been fished in a year. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This is going to be epic this year.
Oh, we're all excited about that. A lot of smiles here in the world headquarters.
I'm frothing.
I'll tell you that. Yeah.
I know a way to get in on that. Go to CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com and book it right now.
Yeah,
I know you've got Let's Talk Hookup trip. There's a spot, and I know June 7th through 11th, I got a couple spots.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah, there's spots.
Come on.
Katie's added spots. There's no empty beds.
I can't believe there's any openings.
So you're going June 7th through 11th,
yeah.
And then our Let's Talk Hookup trip has one opening. That has openings June 7th through 11th.
There's a couple spots, yeah.
And then our
October
trip is
October 1
like,
through 4. Well, that one's done now. If the brothers are coming. Chris isn't going to be.
And then our trip with Ron Lane hosting and Jeff, of course, hosting is I believe, mid-June, something like that. So
yeah, we have
one spot on that.
June 21st.
June 21st. All right. Start summer solstice.
Cedros.
Longest day of the year.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Hey, Ron Lane, thanks a lot. We'll see you over at the Coastal Social today at Fast Lane and Dana Landing. Looking forward to that.
Sounds like a good time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Ron.
Great show.
We're going to be right back. As a matter of fact, Ron, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app in a mightier 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Here's John Ireland. for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fisherman'slanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology. Like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.